From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Syrian rebel groups say they've begun their large-scale offensive in Aleppo to break the government's siege on neighborhoods in the eastern part of the city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday rebel shelling in West Aleppo Friday killed 15 civilians and wounded 100. On Thursday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for an investigation into an airstrike on a school that killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. If deliberate, this attack may amount to a war crime, Ban Ki-moon's office said in a statement. Both the observatory and the White House have said that either the Syrian or Russian governments were responsible for the attacks. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte says he will no longer curse. This after he had a talk with God. Duterte said late Thursday that God spoke to him on the plane during his recent return from Japan. He said he promised the Almighty that he would stop cursing. A promise to God is a promise to the Filipino people, he said. There are indications, however, that this promise could be short-lived. When reporters asked if his promise to God meant he would drop the profanity he sometimes uses when referring to the United States or the EU, the president said, quote, "It's all about timing." UN member states have voted overwhelmingly on a measure that could lead to a ban on nuclear weapons. On Thursday, the UN Disarmament and International Security Committee voted to approve a resolution that calls for negotiations on a new treaty that would outlaw nuclear weapons, despite opposition from nuclear-armed nations. The non-binding resolution was approved by a vote of 123 to 38. The United States, Israel, France, and Russia were among the nations opposing. This is VOA. A historic deal has been reached to create the world's largest marine reserve in Antarctica. This after years of diplomatic wrangling. Russia has dropped its long-held opposition to the accord at the annual meeting of the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources held in Hobart, Australia. The agreement was signed by 24 member countries and the EU to create a protected area in the Ross Sea, covering more than 1.5 million square kilometers, about the size of Britain, Germany, and France combined.
Get back over here!
In North Dakota, in the north-central United States, law enforcement officers began to clear protesters from a camp on private lands in the path of an oil pipeline. At least 117 people were arrested. The confrontation marked a major escalation of a protest that has raged for months. Protesters established a camp on private land where the developer was working to complete the 2,000-kilometer pipeline. The route of the pipeline skirts the Standing Rock Reservation, and the Native American tribe says it could endanger water supplies and disturb cultural sites. Korean car makers Hyundai and Kia have reached a settlement with 33 states in Washington, D.C. on Thursday on charges that it inflated the fuel economy numbers of 2011 to 2013 models. Steve Miller has more.
Hyundai and Kia have agreed to pay $41.2 million in fines related to charges it inflated the fuel economy data in 2011 to 2013 vehicles. Both companies have already paid out $300 million to the federal government and compensated some car owners. Hyundai and Kia deny breaking the law and blame the discrepancy on what they say were flawed government tests. The states and Washington, D.C. attorneys general say the carmakers claim their models got up to 100 kilometers for every 7.1 liters of gasoline when the actual number was less. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi forces uncovered a bomb-making facility and a network of tunnels Thursday in a village near Mosul that was recently retaken from the Islamic State group, offering a glimpse of the challenge they face as they move closer to the city. More than a week into the offensive, special forces are still several kilometers east of the city and have faced stiff resistance. Once inside the small, sparsely populated villages near Mosul, Iraqi forces must contend with explosive booby traps and hidden snipers. The operation to retake the northern city is expected to take weeks, if not months. A plane carrying American Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence skid off the runway Thursday night in New York. No one was hurt. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.